Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, Small Business Advocate, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com when you get a chance. I hope you go there and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog and all the other things that are there, as well as the poll question. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Rich Gaydon is our guest. He's our good friend. His website is Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. You subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. You'll be entertained and informed and about all things political and others. Very smart writer, Rich. I still enjoy getting your letter. I read yours. I know you don't read mine, but I read yours every week.
I'll see mine if you should. Well, no.
Hey, Rich. Couple of things. Was it Jefferson that said something like, you know, a nation of people who are dependent upon the government cannot endure? What was the quote? Remember that?
Yeah, I think it may have been Franklin, but it was something along that line. But
that a nation where the citizens were beholden, were receiving their income from the government. Once it gets to that point, once it tips over, that country cannot endure. I saw a report this week in the Wall Street Journal that basically said we're almost at that tipping point.
Well, you know, 40% of people don't pay any income tax. That means 60% of us are paying for the other 40%. That's number one. But number two is, if they raise the tax rates high enough, we all are in fact working for the government,
right,
because
right.
They're in charge of all the money.
But it was something like 40-something percent of households, I've forgotten the number, were receiving some kind of government check.
I didn't see that, but it doesn't surprise me when you look at all the programs this isn't just Obama's fault. I mean, Republicans figured out too when they were in control of everything.
No, I wasn't trying to make this a Democrat or Republican thing. I'm just talking about something that's happened over the last 60, 70 years.
Yeah, and well, it started with Roosevelt, and then we've all become used to, remember, when we were kids, you and I were kids, everybody used to talk about Sweden.
Yeah.
The cradle to the grave, and,
right?
You know, and whether you thought that was a good idea, bad idea. Well, guess what? We're there. I mean, now it's before the cradle and after the grave.
Well, you got to admit that Mr. Obama has certainly put that little scenario on steroids in the last year and a half.
Well, he has, and I really do think that they had a dual agenda. One was to come up with something that people would saying the word Obama, would be saying the word Obama for the next 50 years, as they have said FDR
right.
over the previous 50 years, and I think they chose healthcare for that,
mm-hmm.
Which clearly is not working and may never work, probably won't ever work, because
right.
before it kicks in, a lot of it will be struck down by the federal courts. But secondly, I think they believed that along the way, that if they did enough of this stimulus, this Paul Krugman stimulus,
right.
that it would prime the pump, as we used to say, and people would get back.
Well, they've learned that that was a bad plan. Now they have
very bad plan, and you know the stimulus or the stimulus summer or the recovery summer that they had promised. I mean,
right.
unemployment ticked up a tenth of a point
exactly.
over the last 2 months.
Well, and so following right on that is the idea of this small business, what they're calling this small business plan, which is $30 billion, part of which is to go to community banks to give them more money to loan to small business owners. Well, Rich, I've been talking to small business owners, I've been talking to independent community bankers for a long time, but specifically about this topic for the last 2 years, and here's what they tell me. These are the people on the ground. Small banks say, we have plenty of money, we're ready to lend, we don't need any money from the government. Number two, small business owners are saying, if I can qualify for a loan, I can get it, I don't want it. Now, why is the government continuing to push this?
Well, because it gives them control over the community banks, much as they now have control over the majors. It's really not the community banks or the majors at this point that I think is the problem. The bankers that I talk to now, it's kind of the regional banks
right.
that are the guys that are sitting on the edge. the community bankers, I mean, they know you. I mean, when I lived in Marietta, Ohio, I mean, I knew all the bankers. They knew all
If it weren't for a community bank, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, Rich.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
And they're not in the business of you know, packaging up bad mortgages and trying to sell them
to some guy
in Dubai.
That's not what they do.
That's what, I mean, what they do is remember, I mean, in the old days of savings and loans, I mean, you know, they had one job, and that was to provide mortgages for the community.
Right. It's George Baker, or whatever his name was, in A Wonderful Life.
That's exactly right.
That kind of a thing. Well, anyway, but another thing, of course, part of what they want is they're also including in that the capital gains for small business owners and excessive write-offs. Well, you know what? Number one, we've already got $250,000 of write-offs of direct expensing. We don't need more than that. Most small business owners don't need more than that. Number two, one of the last things that a small business owner sees on his tax return is a capital gain.
Right.
That's not what our income problem is.
That's right. It's really amusing because people have no idea what small businesses go through. They think if you just take, if you take GE and scale it down far enough, you have the equivalent of a small business. And it's not true. We are, for all intents and purposes, cash businesses.
Money in, money out.
Yeah, we may have to buy some equipment now. I have to buy a computer about once a year. But everything else is a cash deal. I have to pay.
Bryson Games' first law of small business states that a small business is not a little big business.
That's exactly right. That is the perfect way of putting it. I mean, when my American Express bill comes in, it's not a question of how long I'm going to take to kind of.
Are you accruing that, or are you on the direct on the cash basis there, Rich? Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Appreciate your time today. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, always have fun with him. Always get smarter. Mullings.com. Check it out. You'll like what he does. Rich Galen will be back another day. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me. I can't imagine
any. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.